time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. This is Trevor Hall, and it is Wednesday, April 17th. Gold entered Tuesday trading just above $2,400 June basis, but was pushed below that benchmark in overnight trading. But an hour after the stock market opened, the yellow dog jumped up from $2,383 to its high of $2,413. On the front month, gold contracts settled at the COMEX close above $2,400 for the first time ever. The price management squad made sure that gold closed just below $2,400 at $2,399.41. It was up slightly from Monday. Silver had a different experience, trending lower just after midnight, trading down to test the $28 breakout level, and bouncing to close at $28.18. That was down 76 cents from Monday's Globex close. The mining stocks were attacked hard by sellers early in NYSE trading hours, but managed to close off the lows of the day, with GDX down 1.5%. Mining Stock Journal continues to be impressed with the underlying strength and resiliency of gold and silver. We get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of the Morning Briefing is brought to you by Arizona Sonoran Copper. Arizona Sonoran is focused on developing its brownfield copper project on private land in Arizona. The Cactus Mine project is located less than an hour's drive from Phoenix. Grid power and the Union Pacific rail line are situated at the base of the Cactus Project main road. With permitted water access, a streamlined permitting framework, and infrastructure already in place, Arizona Sonoran's Cactus Mine project is a lower-risk copper development project in the infrastructure-rich heartland of Arizona. For more information, please visit arizonasonoran.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. American Eagle Gold says their 2024 exploration program at its Knack property is about to get underway with an initial 9-line deep-looking IP survey. The IP survey will add to the 3-line deep penetrating survey completed last year. The inversion modeling of the data, then when combined with data from historical IP work and the Knack project, strongly suggests that the shoulder of the IP chargeability high broadly correlated with the zones of best mineralization encountered in last year's drilling. Following the survey, a 15,000-meter drill program is set to begin in May. American Eagle Gold trades on the venture with AE and on the OTCQB with AMEGF. Elemental Altus Royalties published its operating and financial results for the fourth quarter and full year, which ended in December 31st. The company reported record revenue of $11.7 million U.S. and record adjusted revenue of $17.9 million U.S. The company is guiding for 10,000 to 11,700 gold equivalent ounces for this year, representing at its midpoint a 19% increase on 2023 and top-line exposure to gold and copper prices. Elemental Altus Royalties trades on the venture with ELE and on the OTCQX with ELEMF. Western Copper and Gold has entered into an amended agreement with 8 Capital on behalf of a syndicate of underwriters, which the underwriters have agreed to buy from the company on a bought deal basis, just over 21 million common shares of the company at a price of $1.90 per common share for gross proceeds of $40 million. This was upsized from the original $25 million offering announced only yesterday. The net proceeds from the sale of the common shares are expected to be used to advance permitting and engineering activities at the company's casino project in Yukon. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE American with WRN. And it wasn't quite $40 million, but Ridgeline Minerals announced a non-brokered private placement of $1.2 million through the sale of 10 million units at a price of 12 cents, consisting of a share and a half warrant exercised at 18 cents. The proceeds from the sale of the private placement will be used to fund exploration activities at the company's Nevada projects and for general working capital. Ridgeline Minerals trades on the venture with RDG and on the OTCQB with RDGMF. O3 Mining has received partial assay results from its 24,500-meter drilling campaign completed between January and March at the Malartic H area within the Marban Alliance project in Val-d'Or, Quebec. Results this morning included 119.1 grams per ton gold over 2.5 meters in hole 652. That's at a vertical depth of 114 meters. And 80.6 grams per ton gold over 3.1 meters in hole 554A, which was at a vertical depth of 33.6 meters. The objective of this drilling campaign on the Malartic H deposit was to convert the indicated category to the inferred resource estimated last year. O3 Mining trades on the venture with OIII and on the OTCQX with OIIIF. Onyx Gold announced results from 6 drill holes from its program on the Monroe Creasis project in the Timmins Gold Camp in Ontario. All 6 drill holes were completed at the recently discovered GM vein. It's located 350 meters from the past producing Creasis gold mine. The company says visible gold was observed in 4 of the 6 holes. Results included 26.09 grams per ton gold over 1 meter and 7.39 grams per ton over 1.5 meters. A total of 16 short holes have been completed across 3 10-meter step-out fences on the near-surface vein discovery. Onyx Gold trades on the venture with ONYX. And Benton Resources received results from drilling at the Great Burnt Copper Deposit in Newfoundland. Holes 36 and 37 were infill drill holes near the center of the deposit and larger gaps that continue to confirm significant copper mineralization in the main zone. Hole 37 returned 1.99% copper over 18.1 meters and included 7.25% copper over 4.5 meters and 18.6% copper over 1.1 meters. Hole 36 also cut a wide interval of copper with 1.28% over 13.3 meters and included a meter and a half interval of 3.17%. Benton Resources trades on the venture with BEX. And Trilogy Metals provided a note this morning from the headlines swarming last night that the Biden administration is set to block the Ambler Access Road in Alaska. The proposed 211-mile industrial-use-only road from the upper Kobuk Mineral Projects to the Dalton Highway would enable the advancement of exploration and development at the Ambler Mining District. In a press release published by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, the organization urged the Department of Interior to comply with federal law and the promises made at statehood to allow access to state lands and minerals for the Ambler Access Road project. The Ambler Access Project received full federal approval 4 years ago before being halted under the current administration. Trilogy Metals trades on the TSX and the NYSE American with TMQ. All right, that's a wrap here this morning on the Morning Briefing. We'll be back later today with more on Mining Stock Daily, including some corporate updates, so stay tuned for that. Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. Talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.